So it wasn't just Giant fans like me complaining about what happened to Eli Manning. It was. Listen, anybody around the league. I mean, it wasn't like Carl Banks went nuts on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm very emotional about this Eli blank. The guy who gave you everything for better or worse, never missing a game, and this is how it ends. Not for number 10. He deserves better. He gave his all when better wasn't there for him, and this is how it ends. I hurt for him. David Deal, offensive lineman. I'm absolutely speechless. I've watched every game and I've sat through the rough Giants season. This is what you do to a man who has led this team for 210 straight games. Plaxico Burress, damn. Bench Eli, man showed up every week for 14 years. Brandon Jacobs, Eli Manning, you're always going to be my quarterback. Two-time Super Bowl MVP. You can't make that crap up, bro. Kurt Warner on benching of Eli Manning. Shame on the Giants. London Fletcher, Eli Manning being totally respected by the Giants. Terrell Thomas, I respect Eli more than Geno. No shade, but truth. Sorry, not sorry. He later tweeted, if you're bringing out Wash players to play, he's available. He said that. Sean O'Hara, former center. The ambrosia of emotions right now. Didn't think the Giants season could get any worse. Now this, bunch of emojis. David Carr, this is the quarterback that's not playing. David Carr, they've lost their collective minds. OC Umanyora, Eli deserves much better than that. Much better. Class person, class player, that's absurd. Justin Tuck, I'm honestly at a loss for words. As a person that has seen Eli the quarterback, but also Eli the man, I am truly pissed about what is taking place today. The decision is one of the stupidest I've seen in my time in pro sports. And the last tweet I will read you comes from Marshawn Lynch. The Giants benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith is almost as crazy as not running the ball on the one with a Super Bowl on the line.
Shout out to the kid.
Love Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
Listen, this what they're doing with Eli Manning, and you know how I feel about Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. I legit didn't want to shake the dude's hand when he came in here. I'm not an Eli Manning supporter at all.
But you did.
Yes, I did.
You crumbled under the
This is one of the most egregious things in sports history. Like, this guy, I mean, Eli Manning, you bench Eli Manning for Geno Smith, and then the people that's doing the benching, Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo, they have no right doing that. They're not going to be here next year. Eli Manning has been a rock for this team. All these games started, Super Bowl MVPs, taking the blame for many things that's going on. You know, even when it wasn't his fault, Eli Manning always stand up guy, talk to the media after every loss, even when things are going bad, season like this season. You saw how he was with him and Tom Coughlin. To do this at this time, I think, is a pitiful display by the New York Giants, really showing that their current leadership has no clue at what they're doing. This is not like the New York Giant franchise. This is a complete embarrassment, and I really, truly do feel bad for Eli Manning.
The Giants, Matt, have always been seen as one of the classier organizations in all of the NFL. In all of sports. And I think over the last couple of years, it's just been, you know, from certainly an on-field perspective where they've missed the playoffs 5 out of 6 years, they've had losing records almost all of those years. It's gone down on the field. And off the field, I think their rep's taken a hit as well. John Mara, how close he's been to Roger Goodell and some of those things aren't a good look. How they handled the Josh Brown situation was an embarrassment by this organization, and yet they've always been given the benefit of the doubt because it's the Giants. It's the Mara family. They do everything right. When it comes to replacing a legend, they got this one wrong. As Corey said, Eli Manning's always been a stand-up guy. He's always just stood there and answered questions politely and never threw anyone under the bus. Ben McAdoo, on multiple occasions over the last 2 years, he threw Eli under the bus every chance he got. Odell Beckham, as you heard Mike Francesa yesterday, Odell Beckham could do anything he wants. And he was a child. As talented as Odell is, he was a child on multiple occasions. Cost his team games, won his team plenty of games. But cost his team games, and Ben McAdoo wouldn't say a word. Eric Flowers is the worst left tackle in the NFL in the NFL history. And he talked him up. But it was always Eli's fault. And Eli never went to the media, never went to the back pages of the media and behind the scenes and cursed out Ben McAdoo as he should have. He was a stand-up guy. And this is how the organization kind of throws him aside. And I think Joel Sherman actually put it right, that A-Rod tried suing the Yankees, was suspended for a season, and he got a legit send-off from this team. Manning won 2 Super Bowl MVPs, was the best quarterback in this franchise's history, and has started 210 consecutive games, and he was benched for Geno Smith.
Listen, was Eli done dirty? Yes, he was. But this is the right move. The wrong people are still in charge with the Giants. The head coach should have been fired. The GM's a dead man walking as well. If we look back at this season, last season, the last 27 games, have the Giants scored 30 points in any of those games?
No.
Eli Manning has not been a good quarterback. He had Odell Beckham last year, so I don't want to hear, you know. And last year, no, the Giants did put up a good season. That was led by the defense. Let's not forget that. I mean, benching him for Geno Smith is not the right move. If you want to start the other kid, Davis Webb, that's fine. Wait till next week or something like that. Don't go to him. And I'm proud of Eli for saying no. Oh, we're going to start you for a half? I mean, come on. That's the Giants were, as you guys mentioned, you know, one of the class organizations in all of sports, football, kind of like the Cardinal way in baseball. The Cardinals are revered of doing things the right way. The Giants dropped the ball in this. Giants have dropped the ball this whole season. I mean, McAdoo should have been fired. He shouldn't have been allowed on the plane back to New York after that game versus San Francisco.
Yep.
So, look, this has gone totally wrong. But this is the right move for the Giants. The Giants do not want to win any more games this year. You have a chance to go from Eli to a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
Same way with his brother in Indianapolis.
His brother was injured, though, and missed the entire season.
Okay. Yeah, no, he was injured. But I don't think Eli's that good. He's not. Look, compared, if you look at the starters in week 13, it's mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. That's a mind-boggling list of NFL starters.
Yeah, Eli. So I have those lists of starters right in front of me. The starters in week 13 include Geno Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brett Hundley, Jacoby Brissett, Trevor Siemian, Matt Moore, Josh McCown, Tom Savage, Blaine Gabbert, Mitchell Trubisky, and DeShone Kizer.
So when you look at the situation, obviously, starting quarterbacks is a paramount position, but this is a guy, I understand, and Matt's right, Eli Manning has not been playing good football. Eli Manning only played good football really twice in his whole NFL career. Those two seasons, he had those tremendous runs. But the fact that he has been there and willing to take this on, he has this streak going, and then you have the audacity to tell him that he can start and they take him out the game in the first half, that shows you the direction that the New York Giants franchise is going 100%. In right now. Because for a professional general manager of a general manager or a head coach to even think that this is something that would possibly work shows that they really have no clue in what they're doing. They're hindering the team. I'm surprised that Mara let this thing go down like this. Like I said, Eli Manning did the right thing by telling him, no, you just go ahead and start. So, but do this next year. Don't do this to the dude now, you know what I'm saying, after everything that he's put in. But listen, these people are not loyal. They are not loyal to you 100%. They will show you the door. They will give you your walking papers. But to do this to Eli Manning right now, who's been front and center for this franchise through ups and downs, I think is an absolute disgrace. And then to tell him, we'll let you start to keep this streak going, shows you that you really care nothing about him or the team.
I mean, I'm more annoyed about Geno Smith getting the start. You don't need to see what Geno Smith is. You know what he is. So that just didn't come off right. And look, this season has been a dumpster fire for the Giants. I mean, pretty much, if you look at it on a fantasy-wise, I mean, even if Shepard came back this week, how confident are you to put him in your lineup? Evan Ingram, who was once, you know, a ballyhooed rookie tight end, I mean, I don't know what to do with him anymore as well. So just on that, but as you guys said, it's a classless move, but in my opinion, it's the right move.
Why not just let him finish the season?
Why?
It's not like he's going to win a whole bunch of games. Why not? Why? Because you're benching Eli Manning. Look, makes it look like you're blaming him for this.
No, I mean, look, I don't think they're blaming Eli for this. I think it's gone past that. Let's see what this kid that we drafted has. We have nothing to gain here. The season is lost. It just should have been.
But I can't.
On a PR level, it was terribly done.
Listen, I get it. I completely understand what you're saying. I get it from the NFL talent evaluating perspective.
Can I say one thing real quick? I mean, so if he finishes the season and starts these four games, look, there's something to be said about answering the bell week in and week out.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I really can give two craps about Eli's streak. I mean, I hate to say that. Look, you have a right to yourself to see what this kid did. Was he a third-round pick?
Third-round pick, Davis Webb.
You invested a third-round pick in this kid. You want to see him for like three or four games.
Us and the Jets.
You know, so.
You know, but listen, I get it. I understand it from a talent evaluation perspective. I really, really do. But I think there's certain situations where that doesn't take precedence.
Who's this happened to? Who's this happened to?
I got nothing.
Romo was hurt last year. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning was hurt.
Yeah.
What big-time quarterback like that that's played and given a franchise this for all these years, who has this just been benched like that? You think they would just bench Drew Brees if that team stunk? They would let him finish it out and tell him to go ahead and walk. You think they're just going to bench Tom Brady, finish it out, and walk? What the New York Giants did with Eli Manning was flat-out disgusting. They don't know what the F they're doing.
I agree.
That Reese dude and this McAdoo is the biggest clown in NFL history.
Biggest clown.
He's disgusting. He needs to go to college, high school, something.
You let Eli finish out this year and you let him walk. I completely agree. And I understand the tie-in evaluation thing of a third-round pick. I get it. But there's some situations that just can't be it. You just can't get it. And the Giants don't get it. And that's what's frustrating.